Okay, so we are recording. First things first, did you have the lunch here?
Yes, I did.
How was it?
It was delicious.
I agree. Thank you. When you think about the process of voting in the United States, where would you place yourself, and you can move that around on the scale between trust and distrust?
10.
Can you share a story about why you picked that spot?
My daughter's the election commissioner.
Fantastic. Perhaps not as relevant of a question, but where would you like to be on the scale? I'm assuming you want to stay at a 10.
For what's the question?
Where would you like to be, ideally?
Trusting.
Okay. And what is it going to take for you to keep trusting the electoral process?
I think they're trustworthy, and I think people need to believe in them and participate. Cesar Chavez said, we don't need a perfect government, but we need a perfect participation from the citizens, and that's my core belief in the elections.
Fantastic. All right, so that's part one. And then the second, we have this challenge that, if you would like, we can do. We call it the Teach a Kid to Vote Challenge. And basically, what you can do is sort of, if we have, imagine a kid is here, or one of those kids. You have to answer sort of three questions. How would you explain to that kid what voting is?
Voting is your strongest voice that supports your beliefs, so you need to practice it and practice it honestly.
Great. And how do you vote?
I vote every elections, and I try
is this
to
the
keep
voting area?
I need to keep informed of the elections.
Great. And then why is it good to vote?
It is the strongest power you have that equates everybody, and not everybody does it. In some areas, only 10% of the entire population makes the elections. So the other people do not practice their rights. And therefore, if you don't practice their right, you lose your freedoms to do anything.
Awesome. All right, that's it. Thank you so much.